Great to be joined by Brad Downs. We're talking Farmington boys golf now. Is it fair to say a rebuilding year last year because there were so many new faces and you graduated so many new good guys, or did you just reload last year?
Oh, I don't think you ever reload. I think if you lose what we lost before, yeah. you're rebuilding. Yeah. But yeah, we were fortunate last year. We had a young team. Didn't have a senior, and all of them came back this year. So we're fortunate. Hopefully, we gained some experience last year, and that'll show up when we get later in the season this year.
You know, you think about returners at the high school level, and you think about a year of physical maturity and things like that. But golf is such a mental game, too, that year of experience. It seems to me like it might count for even more than in other sports.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I think last year we had a second-place district team and got to sectionals, and we had, you know, like I said, no seniors. We had two freshmen playing, and then a third kid that hadn't played a varsity match all year. Definitely, I think we learned from that experience. I think our youth came out a little bit at sectionals last year, and hopefully we can mature and mentally and get past that this year.
You know, you did have a state qualifier last year and Frankie Eaton, a senior, but when I asked you, you know, are there some guys separating themselves, it sounded like you have a bunch of guys pushing each other.
Absolutely. That's one thing that we're very fortunate to have, is nobody has really left the other, you know, the group, and they're all going to battle for spots, and having competition for those spots sure makes things go a little differently than it would otherwise.
I imagine. So, you know, I talked to the Mineral Area College golf coach, Coach Mapes, and he was very thankful in your guys' cooperation with them. You let them use your indoor facility. And, with the weather the way it's been, that's probably something that's really aided you guys this year.
Absolutely. I think that definitely gives us a little bit of an advantage, because we're getting some information from what we have, thanks to our booster club and fundraising. We have some pretty good technology up there, and we're getting probably some things that other people aren't getting, just hitting into nets. So I think that we're tired of being inside, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But we're fortunate to have what we have and be able to do what we're doing with it.
Have you been able to get out yet?
We were out 2 days the first week, and it was really cold. Yeah. And we did not get out on the course much those days at all. So 2 days all we've been out. So
when's
far.
The first meet?
Our first tournament is the Cape Notre Dame tournament at Dalhousie, March 25th. And then we have another tournament on 27th during spring break.
You think it'll be a battle all the way up to that point for those varsity spots?
I really do. Yeah. And that's kind of the biggest problem we're fighting right now, is we need to get outside and get some scores posted. Yeah. So we can see where kids fall. Otherwise, I'll have to make a decision, and I'd rather they do that for me.
Yeah. I was going to say it's different than other sports because, you know, if you're a football or basketball coach, you have to go by what you see and how they play together and things like that. In golf, you post the best score, it's pretty obvious where you belong, right?
Yeah, individual sports kind of take care of themselves. When setting their lineups, it's kind of out of the coach's hands. You know, if they don't shoot the number, they don't make the spot. So we rank them from 1 to whatever. It'll be 1 to 15 this year, and the top 6 go to the conference matches, and the top 5 go to the tournaments and districts. So, yeah, it takes care of itself.
So Frankie Eaton was your state qualifier last year. Who are some of the guys that are pushing him right now?
We've got our seniors backer, Dylan Wiles. Dylan's been on varsity 4 years now. So, you know, he's obviously what we kind of look at as being our team leader. Frankie has obviously had the most success. Clayton Bach is coming back as a senior this year. We got Jonah Burgess, who's a sophomore, and Alden Clue, who is a sophomore as well, that were both in our lineup last year as freshmen. So look forward to getting everybody back. You know, that's something you don't have every year.
Yeah, so I imagine so. As a coach, do you have a particular area where you feel like is the most important? You know, some coaches say, hey, you keep it in the fairway, you're always good. Or some coaches say, you hit your putts, you're always going to be there. How do you look at it?
Oh, we preach a lot of different things. I'm a big fairway guy. Yeah. I want them in the fairway, especially at Crown Point when our rough gets up out there. I'm a fairway guy. Get it on the green, 2-putt minimum is you know, or maximum is kind of what we look at. We don't do a lot of I don't do a lot of swing coaching. We do a lot of course management stuff. You know, minimize your trouble. Pick your targets, aim at your targets. That's kind of what we preach the most is course management.
How many years for you coaching golf?
I think this is eight this year. Yeah. So I was kind of actually trying to figure that out the other day when I started the girls and the boys the same year. I think this is season eight for both. So.
Do you get any better coaching other people?
I wouldn't say that. It depends on if I'm watching good players or not.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
You watch good players, you tend to get a little better. No, I will say I think it probably has helped me because as a coach, I try to practice what I preach, and sure. I probably didn't do that before I started coaching. So certainly it's helped me.
Have a great year.
All right. Appreciate you. Thanks.
You betcha. Brad Downs joining us talking Farmington High School golf right here on Regional Radio.